And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. That's when we're going through Scripture, we see something and go, ooh, that could apply to our lives. The title, Follow Me or Else. Also, we're going to take a look at the big teaching. Now, the reason I said that wrong is because it's the big teaching, not the little teaching. It's the big one, and the big ones, they scare me. Also, common sense commentary. Galatians chapter 5, we're going to dive into the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to close out with a new idea, a new concept, yet again, the Christian poem zone called Thanks a Lot.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then, David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then, he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Doesn't that sound good? Just think of that. Surviving. Well, that's good, but you want to sometimes do a little more. Living. That's fantastic because the alternative maybe isn't so great. And then prevailing. Yeah, there we go. Also going to cover politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Just ask my general manager. Hey, it's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, AM 1210, the San Diego Christian Station. You couldn't do that any worse than I just did that. But take a short break, and we'll come back. Stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Once he's sworn in, President-elect Donald Trump will move swiftly to undo Democratic President Obama's policies, particularly Obamacare. That was the message from Vice President-elect Mike Pence to House Republicans at a Capitol Hill strategy session today.
We're working on a strategy in concert with the leadership of the House and the Senate for both a legislative and executive action agenda to ensure that an orderly and smooth transition to a market-based health care reform system is achieved.
Meanwhile, Democrats say Mr. Obama made the case for keeping his health care law. The president made a rare trip to the Capitol on Wednesday to meet with House and Senate Democrats. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says Mr. Obama's message was that the individual parts of the law are popular and that repealing it would affect all Americans. President-elect Trump continues to cast doubt on Russian hacking claims made by U.S. intelligence agencies.
The intelligence community has concluded that Russia was behind the hacking of the Democratic National Committee during last year's presidential campaign. But the president-elect still isn't buying it. He blames the DNC itself and sides with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who claims Russia wasn't involved. Trump's latest tweets come in advance of Friday's meeting with the CIA and FBI directors, along with the Director of National Intelligence. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Federal Reserve officials are thinking they might have to speed up the pace of future interest rate hikes if a faster-growing economy brings a lower unemployment rate than is currently forecast. That's the indication from the minutes of the Fed's December meeting at which a key interest rate was boosted. Fed officials attributed a surge in stock prices and a stronger dollar to enthusiasm about Trump's plans to spur economic growth. And Wall Street responded. The Dow was up by 60 points. The Nasdaq rose 48. The S&P advanced 13. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to let you know a couple things that are totally awesome. One, Experience Israel with Pastor Sean Thornton. Don't forget about Experience Israel taking place this November. You want to go to experienceisraeltour.com to get more information. Here's the deal. For those that do not know, Reuven Doran is the person who coordinates these Experience Israel tours. Reuven was born in Israel, Bible-believing, born-again Christian, great brother, been on the show multiple times. You're talking about a tour that will change your life. There are things on this tour that other people have toured with other companies. Came back and said it was the best. I encourage you to check out experienceisraeltour.com. Get the more information. That's the way to go about it. Don't forget, Urban Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans takes place Monday through Friday right here on K-Praise, 10:30 a.m., and I do want to let you know before we get into our DDD, highly important that you understand this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our fantastic friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. These are dear friends, dear people, and we just want to encourage you to check them out, check out their business. If you've got anything going on in the realm of roof, anything. Get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. ExcaliburRoofing.com. That's their website. Their phone number is 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803.
I'm going to guess another
thing. ExcaliburRoofing.com. Any roof needs whatsoever. It does not matter what your roof need is whatsoever. Excalibur Roofing.
Yes. That I can do.
You know how much I like those guys. I'm just saying. Who has who on a speed dial so that you can go pray for me and my kids? So I do not want to be mad at my kids. Pray for me and my – well, see, that's what happens when you get older and in your 50s and you have children, then you have grandchildren. You have to have people praying for you, not to be soft and gentle like when they were one or two, but to be merciful and gracious when they're 31 and 32. It's a little different. But without that, without those people – I'll tell you who should be getting a thank you card to people like Eric and Ingrid at Excalibur Roofing from my kids. How'd you like to be my kid? Yeah, that would not be fun, would it? Let's see the dog. The dog gets special treatment, by the way, and he's been sleeping on the deck. I don't know what's going on with my dog. He thinks now that if we pull up a blanket, that is a signal for him to get closer to us underneath the blanket. Because he gets chivalrous and cold. He goes like that. And so now every time we lift a blanket, whether we're in the bed or not, he's now coming to us and sticking himself underneath the blanket.
Well, if you keep your house as cold as you keep that studio, I can see why.
There's a reason I like you, Tugboat. I'm just not going to say what it is right here. and right now. That's all I'm going to give. It is true. We do call this Ice Station. Ice Station 1210. All right, let's get into our DDD. This is I'm going to try and be nice when I do this. My wife said be nicer. Yeah, I'm working on it. I've been working on it for 55 years. I don't know. I'm doing the best I can.
Be nicer to her or to the listeners?
I think it was the universe in general. I think she was going for a broad application. This is called Follow Me, or do we have a song for this? Okay, Follow Me or Else. Comes out of Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 39. Mark chapter 9, verse 38 through 39 says this. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." "Don't stop him," said Jesus, "because there is no one who will perform a miracle in my name who can soon afterwards speak evil of me." So here you have, as most people know, you've got the 12 disciples. They're pretty close to the Lord. You know, Peter, James, and John, just a wee bit closer as they have gone through a few additional experiences and a few tighter teachings. No way around that. And John turns to him and says, "You know, teacher, we saw somebody driving out demons in your name, and then we tried to stop him because he wasn't following us." And I'm going to say this in as nice as I can, so let me say it in almost a humorous way. The church should stop trying to make people be exactly like they are each and every time and each and every day. You don't want people to be exactly like you. If you're a pastor, you don't want people to be exactly like you. You want people to be exactly like Jesus. Not like you. We don't need more of me running around. We don't need more of Tugboat Todd running around. We need more people that reflect Jesus Christ running around. And what the church can do, doesn't always do this, and not every church does this, but it sometimes they can take an attitude recognizing that Christians and churches are connected to the Lord. There's this attitude of, "Well, I told them not to do that because they weren't doing it the way we do it, and they're not one of us." And that's the beauty of real Christianity. I've heard it said before that, you know, people are very concerned because the church is so divided. Well, I think it's fantastic that people are so concerned. I'm just more curious how concerned God is if he's up in heaven freaking out because the church isn't reflecting what the church people think it should reflect. But perhaps it's reflecting what God wants the church to reflect. In fact, Jesus in Revelation chapter 1 was in the midst of the candlesticks. The candlesticks are identified as the churches. Jesus is in the middle of churches, whether you think so or not. If it's a genuine church that calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, acknowledges the testimony of God, recognizes the truth of God as Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, they hit those parameters. It's a church. That's the Lord's. It might not be your style. Maybe you need to dress up. Maybe you need to go in shorts. Maybe you need to come from the beach. Maybe you need to come right from bed. I don't know. But what I do know is that as Christians, it's not our job to look at other Christians and say, "You need to follow the Lord the way I do." Because that is not okay. And here's John. I think he's pretty much as close to the Lord as you and I may ever get in our lifetime. And he's like, "Well, I told them to stop because they weren't like one of us following us." And Jesus is like, "Don't do that." I mean, if people are in your lives and they're pursuing the Lord and it's a genuine pursuit and you know it's a genuine pursuit, but you just don't like it because it's not exactly your style, that's the time to say nothing. That's the time to go, you know, "God bless you. Draw in as close as you can. Be that person you need to be before the Lord." Because you don't need a bunch of you, and I don't need a bunch of me running around. We need a bunch of people who are as close to Jesus as is possible. And some of those people will have ties, and some of those people will have sandals on. Who cares? You care? That's important? How about this, that Jesus gets proclaimed? How about this, that they have an active relationship with God? How about this, that they're passionate for the Lord? Different than us? Cool. Isn't that what the body is all about? I know there's a lot of people when they hear about the body of Christ, it's like, yes, well, I want to be like the shoulder or the elbow or the chest or the throat. Not a lot of people going around going, I want to be the kneecap. I'm looking to be the ankle. Can I be the shin, especially when people kick? I want to be the shin. Hey, whatever part of the body, you'll know one thing. The shin is not the knee, is not the waist, is not the stomach, is not the chest, is not the elbow, is not the wrist, is not the shoulder. And yet it's all the body of Christ. Yes, it's all the body of Christ. Get it? So when you have differences, that's not the problem. When you have divisions. Uh-oh, what'd he say? I didn't say differences. I said it's not a problem if you have differences. But when you have divisions, it's different. That's like the elbow trying to sever the kneecap. That's not okay. That's a division. Difference, elbow, kneecap. Division, one of them tries to sever the other. Not okay. Not okay. We don't want people to follow and be like us. We want people to follow and be like Jesus. And maybe if they're being more like Jesus than us, we could kind of use those examples for us. That's just my thinking. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, taking a short break. Then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
According to a new study, Christians are the most persecuted religious group in the world, with around 90,000 killed for their faith in 2016. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Massimo Introvigne, director of the Center for Studies on New Religions, told Vatican Radio that around 500 million Christians in the world are unable to express their faith freely, while around 90,000, one every 6 minutes, died for their faith in the past year alone. Referring to statistics from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity, he said around 70% of Christians murdered in 2016 died in tribal conflicts in Africa. These deaths were included, he said, because very often they involved Christians who refused to take up arms for reasons of conscience. The other 30%, or 27,000, were killed in terror attacks, the destruction of Christian villages, or government persecution. The Catholic Church is considering a possible sainthood for individual Christians killed in territories controlled by ISIS. He said some Christians had risked almost certain death by staying in these territories to give testament to their faith. The statistics, soon to be released, do offer some hope, however, as the number of Christians killed is down from 105,000 in 2015. Although they point out, Christians remain the most persecuted religious group on the planet. Well, these days, health insurance is incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs or the ethical dilemmas of insurance, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want you to be aware, this segment sponsored by our very good friend Steve Wheeler, who I didn't get a chance to talk to today. We had kind of a busy day around here at the station as the president of radio operations came through. It was a good time. He really gave an inspiring kind of discussion with everybody. Did a great job, so we can appreciate that. At the same time, you know, that puts everybody's mind at kind of a different place because you want to have, you know, you get your vision set up for the, you know, what the ministries are going to be. You've been praying about it, what the work is going to be, and how everybody's working together. Anytime you can pull it all together in a team format, you're doing a good job coordinating that. And the good news is that there's still the understanding that the things that we do here at K-Praise, the things that we do in our stations with the Salem stations, have a deeper, more intrinsic value than just making a profit. It's not that they're not making a profit. That's not the case. But the idea is the ability to move forward in these things gives us the ability to minister at various levels. So if you're somebody that says, "Well, I really like Focus on the Family," well, it takes the full boat of profitability and operations and functionality of the Salem group, all the stations combined, to be able to provide that radio opportunities for you. And it's not just them, but it's every other ministry that you get to hear. So that's kind of cool. You know, we want to get our brains wrapped into that. Now, having said all that, I'm going back to Steve. You're thinking, wait, you started with Steve and then you ended up with Salem. As if that doesn't happen to me all the time. All right, so the bottom line is this. Steve Wheeler's going to be on the show probably next week because we were a little bombarded this week to try and coordinate for our first week kickoff. And I just want to encourage you, if you're a person that loves to hear testimonies about God doing powerful things that might even challenge your box a little bit, you got to go to whitefields.org and read some of the testimonies from the pastors that Whitefields has been ministering to over this last year, over these last couple of years, and how the Lord has moved mightily, not just in these pastors' lives, but in all these people who have made decisions, first-time decisions for Jesus Christ, even in places that it could cost them their lives to make that decision. You should just read some of these and get some of the testimonies and catch some of the videos and catch some of the things that they share. Very powerful, very beneficial. Whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4. We also encourage you to give them a call, 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. You can talk to Brenda, Steve Wheeler, who is the coordinator, president, and El Capitan of the ministry, should be on next week, early part of next week. Okie dokie. Do we have a song for this? Yeah, we don't have a song for this either. You want to know why? I couldn't come up with anything either. It was just like, I don't know how do you define this? This is called The Big Teaching. And you're thinking, the big teaching, you got a DDD called The Big Teaching. Aren't they all big, Dave? Nope, not according to most people that send me letters. Not really. But they are important. This is kind of got a 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 says this, "But the anointing that you received from him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone should teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him." It's a super fancy way of going, okay, listen, the anointing that comes from the Lord. Somebody say, well, what's the anointing of the Lord? I thought that's part of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. The anointing is the Holy Spirit's ministry. And the best definition in theology that's been given, I think, in the last 200 years is for the understanding that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit's touch. It's like, oh, wait, I can get that. Like the Holy Spirit touches. Now, as you know, when you become a Christian, there's a part of you that receives or acknowledges Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and yes, it actually says the word receives in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12, for those who don't know that. And the understanding is that the Holy Spirit abides in you. The Holy Spirit abides in you for Christ-like living and character. When the Holy Spirit falls on top of or upon somebody, then that's for ministry purposes. So if the Spirit is working inside of you, it's often more reflected in sanctification, and it's often more reflected in you being more Jesus-like. When the Holy Spirit comes upon somebody, it's often more ministry-oriented and kingdom-oriented, and you'll notice that one is consistent and one is not consistent because there is a difference between the two. But understanding the anointing is the Holy Spirit's touch, and then it says this, which is huge. It says you received the anointing that abides in you. So I want you to understand about abiding, right? I'm not going to mince any words. You are supposed to be in fellowship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And you're sitting there going, well, I don't get it. It's not as complex as everybody tries to make it, and certainly not as complex as the world makes it. You have fellowship. You pray to the Father. You pray in the name of the Son, and you pray with help from the Holy Spirit. What you can understand is God as an entity has manifested himself in three element or characteristics, which all have personalities, but does that so that you and I can get it. We've got one manifestation as a father, one manifestation as a son who becomes a man so he can identify with us, and one manifestation of the Spirit, which talks about the empowerment of the breath of God inside our very beings. And what we need to get more than anything else is that we are supposed to abide in the Lord. Now, here's what I want you to catch. When you live at your house, you know what you do? You abide there. That's where you abide. Okay, where I abide, over there. And we talked about this before. That's why it's close to the word abode, which has to do with house. You abide there. You dwell there. You hang out there. And the scripture is trying to say, live in the Lord. Live everywhere you're going, every place you're visiting, everything you're doing, do it with the Lord. King David said it in a fascinating way. He said, I always keep the Lord before me. What he meant in that in the Hebrew is in his mind, he would think of the Lord in engaging in everything he engaged with. Why is that important? Because if you understand what this is about, and sometimes I do a good job at this, and sometimes I do a terrible job at this, but it's all about dwelling with the Lord now, get this, and forever. This whole program isn't for people to understand that you're spiritual or that you're this or you're that or anything. This whole program, when it's all said and done, is about spending eternity with God, hanging out with God, dwelling with God, living with God, eternal life with God. And what the Lord wants us to learn now is to start engaging in what he's planning for all eternity. He wants us to start now. He doesn't want to wait to hang out with you. He wants to hang out with you, which is the whole reason why Jesus was named Emmanuel, which is God with us. It's not just that issue of against us, because that's how some people see it. It's the issue of being with us because he wants to be with us. So the big teach is that we need to live, dwell, have our home, abide, abode in the Lord, period. And that's the biggest teaching. And what we need to understand is that teaching should drive everything we do. Because spending eternity with God is the consummation of the purpose of redemption. And when you miss it, you're making it about something it isn't. People can yell to the high heavens that it's about a temporary kingdom that lasts a certain amount of years, that has an uprising at the end, and it's like rubbish. The church has always thought that the redemption of Jesus Christ is about enjoying God forever. And anything less is a weakened hope. And one of the great mistakes that the church uses in communicating the grace and the glory of God. Always thinking of it in that biggest term, hanging out with God forever, starting now. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Whitefields Ministry supports national pastors starting churches in villages that have no church, places that are difficult to start a church because of extreme poverty or persecution. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. We support these pastors because they already know the language and culture, making them efficient at starting churches in their country. Whitefields provides support so that the pastor can work full-time starting the church that transforms their whole community. They heal broken families, feed hungry children, restore hope, and give purpose to the lost. Many villages in the world are still without a local church.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
So, what do you think? Are we living in a post-truth era? That phrase, post-truth, has been getting a lot of attention. It refers to someone pushing an agenda with claims that may or may not be true. The truthfulness of the claim isn't as important as its ability to stir people to a certain action. If we are living in a post-truth era, it seems one of the biggest culprits is the internet. But it's not the biggest culprit. We are. Humans willing to believe what we want to believe, regardless of the facts. Fortunately, God can break through that stubbornness. Here are some true facts He wants you to know. First, He loves you. Also, you're a sinner who needs a Savior. Jesus Christ is that Savior. He died to take the penalty for your sins, so you can live forever with God in heaven. One more truth. You can learn more about God's love for you at this website. FindPeaceWithGod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
I'd call it the most important issue in our culture today. This is Jim Garlow. I propose that the issue I'm referring to is the values in our society. Good values, biblical values, and good people championing those values. Listen to the description of King Hezekiah in 2 Chronicles 31, 20. This is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah, doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. In everything that he undertook in the service of God's temple and in obedience to the law and the commands, he sought his God and worked wholeheartedly. Oh, it's possible you can have bad people that will champion good values, but that doesn't happen all that often. It's a lot more likely to have bad people championing bad values. So what's the solution? Godly homes that produce godly, stable people with biblical understanding of godly values. Find out more at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise AM 1210, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California. Tugboat Todd and I just playing around a little bit there. I do want to take a look at the weather. Yes, it is official in San Diego.
We have weather.
Right now, I'm getting confirmation right now from three different sources. We have weather. Tis true. Okay, good to know. This segment, by the way, brought to you. Did you want more than that? Like something more particular?
I don't know. It's nice today.
Okay, watch. It's nicer than Cleveland.
Okay. That doesn't say much.
It's nicer than Detroit.
That doesn't say much.
It's nicer than Washington, D.C.
No comment.
Okay. Yes. Okay, this segment brought to you by my good friend Sam Rasool, one of the top real estate agents in the country. If you don't know about Sam, you don't know anything about the real estate market in, let me finish, in the capacity of somebody really rooting for you. If you decide you want to sell your house and you need money to fix up your house, Sam, after you list it with him, will front up to $25,000 for you to fix up that house. And then at the close of escrow, he takes that money back out, doesn't charge any interest. That's somebody who's rooting for you, period. How about this? If you decide you want to sell your house, Sam will come out and visit with you. He won't just do comps, which are important, but he'll do the TLC part, the blood, sweat, and tears part, and make sure that you know what the value of your house really is, what you can really expect to get for it. And then he gives you that information. If you decide you're still not comfortable, he will just give you that number and thank you and walk away and pray that the Lord blesses you. That's called rooting for you. He's also rooting for Christian ministries throughout San Diego. If you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of that commission and gives it to whatever church or charity or ministry you desire. That is him rooting for others. He's not broke, don't get it wrong, but he loves to be a blessing. Oh, by the way, he was born and raised Muslim. You should hear that story, as he is now a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. ThinkSam.com. That's his website, ThinkSam.com. 858-7801-SAM. You know, I could say that with a little bit of a wiry sound right there. Do you see that? 858-7801-SAM. Or you just go to ThinkSam.com. All my reads are original. Just ask Tubbo. Aren't they? Aren't every read you've seen me do, right?
Yeah, and you do a great job doing it.
I appreciate that. Some people would have been said to me, do that less. You know what my response is? Become a sponsor. Take over half.
There you go.
So that's my response. But by the way, I did get this approval. Now, I didn't get official approval from like the president of Salem Radio, but no longer sponsorships, but spoonserships. Spoonser.
I like
chips.
It.
Come on. Come on.
Anyone could be a sponsor, but only few could be spoonsers.
Yeah. See? A spoonsership. Okay. You know, we don't really work at this stuff very hard, but when we do it, you know, seems important. Okay, let's do our Common Sense Commentary. Let's play our Common Sense Commentary music, please. Here we go, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, and since we live by the Spirit, let us walk in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying one another. One of the things we talked about the last time we did Common Sense Commentary were acts of the flesh. And we talked about those acts of the flesh being markers of when we're walking in the old nature. Here are markers for when we're walking in the new nature. Here are markers that are saying to us, when we're tagging into some of these areas, the Spirit of the living God is impacting us, and in partnership with the Spirit of the living God, we are producing fruit. The Holy Spirit doesn't produce this in your life apart from you. This is with you. This is with me. And so the fruits of the Spirit are listed. And some people argue, well, it says fruit of the Spirit, not fruits of the Spirit. Those are, of course, the same people that say, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, which is not, you know, hyperbole. You know, it's not literal. You know, you can't go, oh, this hand can't see what this hand is. Relax, people. It's okay. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Well, let's just start with those. How you doing? How you doing in the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, and peace. This word for love, a lot of this comes from family life, so I want to make sure I give Dennis Rainey the props here. But the word for love is not that warm-feely, not the fuzzy oozies. Ooh, fuzzy, I love the way I feel. That's not the love it's talking about. It's talking about the decision-making of a goodwill for the devotions of others. When people that are dumb in the media say, well, love has to be a feeling, it's like, no, love is a decision. Hence, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. It was a decision of sacrifice. That's this love. You can just stop on that one, and we don't really have to go much further. How you doing in there? That realm has to grow for all of us on a constant basis. Joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Would people say you're strong in the Lord by the joy that you live in? Some people are very joyful. Some people are very Eeyore-ish. Probably don't want to be too Eeyore-ish, not superbly reflective of the empowering of the Holy Spirit in your life. Peace, which is not the absence of struggle or the absence of, you know, turmoil necessarily, but the ability to be restful in the midst of it. When you're going through tough times, it's not that you don't go through tough times, but do you center it in the Lord? Well, if you do, then the Holy Spirit's working in you. Patience. This is my worst one, and I have no time for it. No, I'm kidding. See, that's the joke. Patience, I have no time for it. See? Okay. The idea there is to be long-suffering, or to say it another way, to suffer long. Yeah, I understand is we need to operate in that kindness. Man, I need a dose of that. I need more kindness. Goodness, reflecting good characters, not supporting evil character. Faithfulness, which means that somebody can count on you. You know, confidence in an unfaithful man is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. You need to be a faithful person. Gentleness, which is a form of meekness, which is not weakness. There's just this weird messing up of definitions. Gentleness is this willingness to forgive, a willingness to correct with kindness, and a willingness to live with a peaceful disposition. That's not weak. It takes tremendous strength to do that. And self-control, which means you can control this in conjunction and communion with the Holy Spirit, and that you don't let your flesh go a wackadoodle and lose its mind and have you do things you shouldn't be doing. These are indicators that the Spirit of God is at work in our lives. And we need this to help us gauge. People want to know, well, how am I doing in my walk? I'll tell you what. You go to Galatians chapter 5, read verses 19 through 23, and you answer the question. Because you can answer, you can examine. You can look at this and see how you're doing. And as Paul's winding this down in Galatians, he goes, those who belong to Christ, they've crucified the flesh. That's your position. He goes, now, since that's the case, let's walk in step with the Spirit. In other words, let's keep up with the Spirit. Just so you can know what walk in step is, when two people are walking and somebody falls behind, have you ever noticed that? So somebody will fall behind while you're walking, and they're walking behind, and they're not like with the group, or they're not with whoever they're walking with, they're falling behind. This is saying in the Greek, catch up. Get up there. Move up, pick up the pace, which tells us that we can make that decision to do that, or we can make that decision not to do that. So let's do it, and let's use these markers to tell us where we're at in our walk, and that wherever you're lacking, which I'm lacking in all nine of these, ask the Lord to give you strength and wisdom and power and connection and surrender and submission to have more of this. That's all. That's the best you can do. That's the best anybody can do. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and come back with a new segment called Christian Poem Zone.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how one government commission feels about the freedom of religion.
The U.S. Commission on Civil Rights released a report, and it's made a lot of news for all the wrong reasons. The commission's report, titled Peaceful Coexistence, Reconciling Non-Discrimination Principles with Civil Liberties, discusses issues like, you know, how do you bring together religious liberty and sexual rights? Well, the chairman, Martin Castro, an Obama appointee, was quoted as saying this: the phrases religious liberty and religious freedom will stand for nothing except hypocrisy so long as they remain code words for discrimination, intolerance, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, Christian supremacy, or any other form of intolerance, end quote. Astounding to hear our first freedom described in such deplorable terms.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
What's your attitude toward your boss, your department head, someone in authority over you? Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Someone once said, business is a lot like the game of tennis. Those who don't serve well end up losing. Do you serve well under someone else's authority? How's your attitude toward that person? Having the right attitude can be especially tough if the person to whom you answer is a difficult individual, or even worse, an incompetent leader, or one whose weaknesses you know all too well. This is not only a test of your loyalty, it's a test of your Christian maturity.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I probably should mention this. I probably should. If you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com, you're welcome to do so. We do receive quite a few emails, and we love it. They're, especially emails, even if they're ones that don't agree with everything that we've said, or you know, just they're still encouraging. It's like, yeah, we listen. Like most of it. Some people love the comedy. Some people don't. Some people love this part. Some people don't. But who's not going to love this next segment? All right. Get ready. It's a new segment. Doesn't have a lot of genius behind it, but it has a little bit of music. Ready? It's the Christian Poem Zone. Yeah, so I just made that whole thing up because I found a poem that I wrote like 28 years ago, and I thought, man, I cannot believe, one, that I had this soft a heart 28 years ago, and then two, it's a poem. So it's just a poem, you know, people can say, well, it's kind of like lyrics. No, this is actually a poem. So even though I've made a lot of mistakes in a lot of different teachings, when you're doing a poem, you can't really make a mistake that same way because it's just you expressing kind of like your feelings. But as I was reading it, I was thinking, man, some of this is pretty good. And the title, which we're going to play a song for, is called Thanks a Lot. There you go. All right, so here it is. The first time I think we've ever done a poem on the show. We are just innovators doing innovative elements as often as we can. Here we go. Here's line number one. We're actually going to cover, go into depth on some of this, but here it is. Brought to a bountiful land, all part of his loving hand. To prosper, his chosen ones poured out through his precious son, teaching patience and die-hard trust, standing in hope, which is a must, showing mercy and his wonderful grace, only to be surpassed when we see his face. Doing things that he alone understands, weaving portraits of a much greater plan, preparing paths to travel through, the same for me, the same for you. How much praise can he really deserve? It's not enough for all our lives to serve. The good and gracious King of all kings, who puts us on a new rock from which we sing, that his hand has moved in our behalf to give us life and spare us wrath. So now we proclaim with all our might that our life has moved into his light. That is a poem that I wrote like 28 years ago, right? And you'd think, wow, maybe you should write some more poems. And my answer would be, no, whoa, 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 whoa. I only have a couple of good poems. Roses are red, violets are bluish. Because of Jesus, you know, you're not all Jewish. I mean, you know, so there's only a couple of good ones you can use. But you got to be careful on some of these because people get really offended about poems. I'm not sure what it is, how poems have this other element. But one of the things that I was reading through this that I thought was totally cool, I'm going to be honest, what I thought was totally cool is two particular lines that stood out for me. So this is something I wrote years ago, but there's two lines that still have tremendous meaning to me. I mean, they all have meaning, but it really kind of made me think. And that was this one, showing mercy and his wonderful grace only to be surpassed when seeing his face. One of the coolest things about me, you know, about my that thought process there is that, you know, the mercy and the grace of God are fantastic. The mercy of God is you not receiving what you deserve to receive. The grace of God is receiving something you could never earn. And those are such wonderful things, the mercy and the grace of God. But those are not as good as when we see him face to face. When we see the Lord face to face, that is going to be all of it. That is going to be everything that there is. His mercy, his grace, they're wonderful. But seeing God's face, seeing Jesus face to face, that surpasses everything. And then this other line, which I know is true because I seem to live it on a regular weekly basis. Doing things that he alone understands, weaving portraits of a much greater plan. What that says, I think, to myself is the Lord does things he doesn't tell you and I about. He brings things into our lives. He brings moments into our lives. He brings us into moments. He does all of this material. And in doing that, we have this understanding that there's a greater plan involved in our lives. You might meet somebody and just think, oh, what a fascinating happenstance that I met this person. Yet 2 years from now, that person could be one of the most important people in your life. And that would be God weaving portraits of a greater plan that he alone understands. Isn't that a cool thought? That your king, your dad, your Lord is operating things in your life that are beyond your know, beyond your touch, that might yet in 2 years, 2 weeks, 2 months, 10 years, 20 years, might completely change your life. And he's the one who's orchestrating it. So that's why the poem is called Thanks a Lot, because of all the great things he has done for us. It's easy to say, thanks a lot. Got it? Okay, that's the first, might be the only, but first, Christian Poem Zone. There you go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZE AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Take a short break, then we're coming back. You're going to hear Marty. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZE, 1210 AM, KPRZ.